Hey everybody, something I noticed today just with my attention is the value of realizing that you have to go over a hump in order to get to where you want to go. And I'll explain my personal experience with this and then try to generalize a little bit to what this might mean more broadly. So today last night I traveled with my wife and her family to a different part of the state, and we're staying somewhere over the weekend, and I just didn't bring my headphones with me so that I couldn't listen to anything, and just because I didn't need them. And usually during lunch and while I eat, while I cook, I will listen to something. So I'll listen to a podcast or something on YouTube to learn something new, stay up to date, or to be exposed to new ideas and to take in new things that I might be able to add into my life or that could enrich the way that I see the world. And while this is really valuable, a lot, and I do get a lot of value out of listening to the content that I follow and I've learned a ton from it, I've realized that I can get into a certain rhythm and a certain pull comes over me toward listening to something and having that stimulation while I do those tasks that they're usually connected to. So when I go to eat or when I go to cook or when I go to do the dishes or a similar mundane task, when I am just doing the task without that extra stimulation, I feel this urge, this discomfort, or this pull toward listening and toward stopping and putting something in my ears and then continuing the task, to not pay too much attention to the task and to not have that extra cognitive load to be managing. And this time here, in which I got up in the morning and then had breakfast, had lunch without listening to anything, it's really valuable to realize, oh, that hump, that little resistance that I would be used to giving into, I don't really have to give into it. And in fact, if I just hold on and notice that that resistance is there and let it go and just continue and let it sit, embrace it instead of trying to run from it and stopping it, it makes a really big difference in how I feel afterwards. I noticed today that the quality of my focus and the quality of my work was a little better than what it normally is because I allowed myself to get over that hump and to have the space to just allow my mind to center and to allow my mind to work through the hump, and then to have the space that the entirety of my attention allows. Because when you add extra stimulation in, you're adding more to process. You're adding more to manage. You're adding more into your mind to move and to navigate. And you're not creating space and openness in which your mind can process and manage and have space just for itself to ease through things, even if it's not in the forefront of your consciousness. When it's in the background, it's still processing. You still have that time to make sense. So doing that today really was meaningful and useful. And I noticed very clearly when I was facing that hump, as I was going over the hump, and then as I got on the other side of the hump. And I even noticed it today in a few things. I got back from the gym and I was sitting on the couch with my wife and her sister, and they had Sex and the City on TV. And there I was sitting there just sort of looking at my phone, kind of looking at Sex and the City on the TV, kind of going back and forth and being like, oh, you know, is this how I want my attention to be? I'm getting pulled in one way and the other way, and I'm not really anywhere. I'm just sort of in the in-between, and that's not where I want to be. It's not where I want my attention to be. It's not how I want to pay attention. It's not how I want my mind to operate. And creating that space so that I can be aware of what's happening in my mind, be aware of how to manage my attention, be aware of how to manage my cognitive load, and be aware of what's in the load itself. It really makes a big difference, and I'm grateful to have that capacity and to have developed the awareness of, one, being able to notice it as it's happening, and then number two, just to know that that's something that I should be aware of, that's something I should pay attention to, that that's something to feel and to experience mentally. I think a lot of us simply end up not paying attention to certain things because we never learn that that's something to pay attention to. Things are just happening to us mentally, and we don't really pay much attention to it, but it's there, and it's very much there. It's similar to our internal dialogues. So many of us may think that we don't have an issue with an internal dialogue, but we never really pay attention to what happens and how it plays out and what's actually going on in our minds when it's happening. It just seems so normal that we're so used to it. We've habituated to the fact that that voice is there, that it seems like it's not even there at all. And this thing with our attention, this thing with the poles toward certain activities, certain behaviors, it is something that we can so easily habituate to. We can so easily get into this flow of being extremely used to it, to the point where as it's happening, we don't even see it. We don't even realize. And it's really useful to be able to step back and just not have that. It's useful to step back and just allow our minds to be in a totally different state in which we're not habituating, in which we're in a different environment where we can't pay attention and we can't be thinking in the ways that we normally do because we don't have the usual stimuli. We don't have the usual things going through our head. And to do that and to allow ourselves to have that space, it's very helpful. And even just now, as I'm recording this, my wife walks in and I mentally sort of check out of this focus that I was in. And it's like, okay, well, I should just notice that, observe that, observe that that's happening, observe this discomfort that's happening in me as this happens. And instead of trying to resist it, trying to work through it, just accept it, sit with it and say, okay, that's happening. All right, let's keep working and let's keep understanding how the mind is doing this thing. And it's like, I'm paying attention to all of this stuff that's happening. And it's not easy. It's complicated. And there's so much to pay attention to, as I just said. It's tricky. There's so much to pay attention to, as I just said. And I think the important thing for ourselves is to be able to put ourselves in situations where we're not paying attention to the things that we're used to paying attention to, and to put ourselves in situations where we're paying attention to new things, or putting ourselves in situations where we can really have different stimuli coming in and a different environment in which we are not used to what we're thinking about. We're not used to what's coming in. So those are a few things that I just wanted to share here, and I'll leave it there. So thanks for listening, and as always, much love. In the meantime, take care. Cheers.